K-State Nation, welcome back to the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, happy Friday. This is the last Friday. I'm recording this the last Friday of the month, July 26, 2024. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Well, that's football coming up here next month, or women's volleyball, women's soccer, men's basketball. Men's women's basketball, excuse me, and so forth there as well. This will probably come out. Yes, I'm recording this on Friday. And the way things are going now with all these recordings, this will probably go out over the weekend more than Sunday. So be on the lookout for that. And of course, me and Alex recorded already an episode, a new episode, bonus style of the Pearl Project Podcast over on Podbean. Again, download the Podbean app right now and type in Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, Podcast. Again, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe, S, Podcast. That is what you're going to type in, and that's what you should pull up. All of the bonus episodes so far, for the exception of probably one or two that are the original EG3 Podcast related, but if you like that as well, make sure you subscribe to that channel as well. So, of course, hit the like, subscribe button to the Pearl Project Podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Okay, so on the previous episode of this podcast, I talked about my favorite win of the year, sticking with football, last year as we close in on the 2024 football campaign, Chris Klieman and company. Disappointing. And I've been saying this all along, so you guys should have figured it out, but if you're new, don't know what I'm talking about, Iowa State. Yeah, Iowa State at home a year ago where K-State had an opportunity, really. Not only for the, well, the more important thing is they had a chance to go undefeated. Now, again, at this juncture of the season, they were on a teeter. They were playing around with the fact that you win this game. Maybe you have an outside chance of getting in back to Arlington. That did not happen. You did not take care of your business against Iowa State last year, which this Manhattan. Okay, so Manhattan, I remember because Manhattan, it was snowing. So I was in KC, came up to KC from Manhattan last year for a race, came back, beat the snow back, and, well, most of it anyways, before it really hit. And then, next thing you know, snowing, and I think it stopped I can't remember exactly, or it kept going, something like that, but it did stop at some point during the day or evening, whatever the case may be. The big deal is it was snowing, right? Just as I got home from a race in Kansas City, I remember it because, man, I had a rush to get back to Manhattan to beat the snow because, my goodness, with all that, everything else, snow and the hot I-70, all that, I didn't want to deal with all that. So, luckily, I beat it all back, but it did start to snow a little bit as I entered the town. So, I beat it back. But, yeah, it was snowing for majority of the day, and then it didn't really hit until game time there. And I don't know what happened to the K-State defense that night. Or whatever the case may be, but big plays destroyed Kansas State. And I know the talk this year, we fast forward a little bit. Fact that, yeah, we got playmakers at every level, right? Brandon Mott to the world, Austin Moores, the Marquise Eagles, the Jacob Parrish's in the world, right? But they're gonna have to tighten up the big play ability of the opposing offenses. Because this right here, this cannot happen. Video game in style, pushing people, boost mobile, power speed. Simba the third or whatever had a big night here. I have some of the scoring right here on my laptop here. Yeah, Simba the third, he went off with a couple big 70 plus yard runs to the ground. That can't happen there in normal game. And hey, if this was played in normal conditions, does K-State defense play like that? I don't think so. Not, I'm not trying to give you any excuse, right? What is it? 7 months later? I'm not giving no excuse. I'm just saying, whether it's raining, snowing or whatnot, you should be able to come out and be ready to play, especially at home. You got to give your shit a chance. Now, obviously, obviously Oklahoma State did win, took care of business, and got the other bid into the Big 12 Championship, but you had opportunity to finish off a perfect record at home. You didn't do that at all there. And for whatever reason, on the other side of the ball, Will Howard in the offense kind of sputtered around a little bit as well. So nobody was on their A game. And we know college football very well. College football, really, the college athletics in general, it's all, at this point anyways, it's all about momentum. Who's got it? Who doesn't? More big-ass momentum swings, all that other stuff that you see nowadays. And this year, it's going to be the same damn thing. We're going to be seeing big runs, big momentum shifts of games, whatnot. Big plays decide big games. And big plays did decide this game where Iowa State did whatever they wanted to do. And K-State, I don't know what happened that night. They were just in another planet. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. Kansas State Sports. Eddie Greer III checking in on this Friday edition of the podcast, the final Friday of July. Can you believe it? Yeah, we're coming in to the end of July. And when we turn the machine over next month, yeah, players going to be reporting the camp for K-State and really for everyone else as well across the country. But yeah, just going back to this real quick, I know I've mentioned Iowa State a lot. When it comes to this very game, this game really bothered me because, look, I mean, K-State could have had a 10-win season, really, and ended up with 8. Well, no, let me take that back. 8. Could have had a 9-win season. That you missed the opportunity there at that as well. So, I mean, that, I don't know, for whatever reason, left there. A game in the locker room and came out in the snow. And next thing I know, I'm watching Iowa State make one big play, touchdown. That's it. And we talk about this a lot. And I know the talk right now is about Avery Johnson. And that's what it is, right? But also, now you're getting this talk about this defense, what it could be. Well, it can't be that. It cannot be that. Whether it's, again, in good weather conditions, terrible weather conditions, or rainy conditions, whatever the case it is, you have to be able to play well in whatever condition. You're a defense. You're supposed to come out and play 100% of the time, right? And not these half-ass tackles and everything else like that. So that's what bothered me about that game there. Iowa State did whatever they want to do offensively, and they're done that quickly there as well. If you take away the big plays, I think K-State wins the game hands down. I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, you take away the snow, yeah, K-State wins this thing hands down. But snow and all that, they want to blame it on that? No, it was just a poor playing across the board there, which led them, of course, to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. And yes, we know what happened there. K-State took care of a very good NC State team. But yeah, so fast forwarding this year, obviously, you have Iowa State, the last game of the year. And I talked about Kansas on a previous podcast. You can catch it wherever you get your podcast. It's on the Pearl Project Podcast feed. But yeah, you cannot, in these games, you cannot fall asleep. It doesn't matter. You cannot fall asleep. These are just two. Big 12 has some lethal offensive. You haven't been paying attention the last, what, 5-6 years, anything else like that. At least since I've been in the Midwest, there have been some lethal offenses. And now you add in Arizona, Colorado with no defense, but Colorado still has playmakers on the other side of the football. Arizona State always had a high-powered offense. And I know I'm leaving another team out there as well. So, yeah, all these offenses out here making plays and all that other stuff. But K-State is going to do what they're supposed to do this year and take it their game as a defense to the next level and contend like they're supposed to, then they're going to have to come in, week out on the football field and stifle or at least slow down. They have the ability. Look, K-State, they have the ability to slow offenses down. We have seen this time and time again, a.k.a. Oklahoma State, a couple years ago at home, beat the brakes off of them. We've seen it over the years, especially in the Chris Klieman era. We've seen it. Joe Klieman has done a great job with his defense. And it's just no excuse. It's football, baby. You cannot give up those type of plays. 80-yard play. 1 yard. We've seen it. We've seen it before. 80 yards, sit down. Other teams rush, goes off for one play. 75-yard touchdown. Sit down. Iowa State, that's not the first time we've seen that. We've seen that with Iowa State before. When Bryce Hall went off on K-State on the first play, the game had scored. That just can't happen. That cannot happen. Again, if K-State's defense, they're going to have to eliminate big plays. Take away the big plays. Make them drive the field. Slow them down. Do something. But Iowa State, that was definitely disappointing. We lost of the year in 2023. And now, coming in this year, bringing back key players from that defense this year, along with a lot of depth across the board. It's going to be an interesting year for K-State defense. So, if they want to take that next level, I've been hard on this K-State defense on this particular on this podcast. They're going to be contending for an opportunity to get back to Arlington and possibly a college football playoff berth. They're going to have to step up the game. So they know what they got to do. So overall, they've been solid, but sometimes here and there to give up big plays and allow the offenses to feed off of that, and that just can't happen. The Pearl Project Podcast. Oh, thanks, K-State Sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available whenever we have a chance to post Kansas State content, folks, as we about to close the book on the month of July. Again, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, especially if you're a Kansas State fan, definitely make sure you hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Again, we'll be back next week. We are hoping to get 2 on the Podbean channel with Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Well, not in California, but he's out there doing his thing in San Diego. So we'll hope to have 2 episodes next week. But we did record a fresh episode again this week on the bonus channel, bonus content of the Pearl Project Podcast. So again, out for those of you who are new, Alex Aiden will be on after every Kansas State football game this year. We'll react to whatever happens. Hopefully not to maybe plays, but it's going to happen. But hopefully not leading to big losses like that. But K-State lost last year by a possession against Iowa State, 42. Let me go back here real quick before we sign off here. Yeah, 42-35 last year. A very disappointing loss when you had a chance to go unbeaten at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. So there you go on that. So K-State's defense got a lot to prove here in 2024. It'll start against UT Martin in another month. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats. Okay,